Good Monday morning, Monday morning, Monday morning. Here we are again. I hope that your weekend was blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I pray that you're walking in the blessings of God today, that you woke up out of your bed today just smiling and saying God is good. By the way, have you prayed today? Have you spent time in the Word today? I hope you have, and if you haven't, I hope you do before you go to bed tonight, because every one of us need to be in prayer every day. Every one of us need to be in the presence of God. Every one of us needs to be feeding our soul of prayer and of the Bible. So pray today. Spend some time with God today. Can I just encourage someone? Spend some time with God today. God loves you. God wants to have time with you. God is thinking about you today. His mind is upon you today. Can I just encourage someone with that today? God is thinking about you. His mind is on you. And God is looking for you to come spend some time with Him. So if you haven't prayed today, if you haven't read the Bible today, I encourage you to do it. Have some good time with God. Get alone with God in the car or in the bathroom, in the shower, in the bedroom, whenever, however, get alone with God today, all right? Thank you for joining us today on Monday Minutes Podcast Teaching. This is Teaching Conversations, episodes in which we are spending time together talking about the Bible, talking about things of God. The purpose of these teachings, as they are not preaching, the purpose of these teachings is to help us grow and help us learn. And it's kind of like an extension of our discipleship movement here at the Refuge Church. If you enjoy these, I say it every week, if you enjoy these, tell someone about it, share it on your social media feed. Tell people to go to www.therefugenm.com, click on Pastor's Podcast. There is a long list of episodes there. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to pay. Everything's free. I am just teaching out of the goodness of my heart, trying to help someone grow, trying to help someone learn, trying to help us all be better. Philippians 4:4, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice. Give God some praise today. Give God some honor today. Give God some glory today. Spend some time with God and just give some time with God. And you know what? This may sound strange for some folks, but I encourage you to journal down your thoughts and the things that you feel like God is telling you, the good experiences that you have in your life. Write it down. Journal it. Make a log of it. You know, God blesses me all the time, and I journal those blessings. I mean, God talks to me. God shares things with me. God gives me little blessings. Like recently, I had a tire that started needing air, and I knew I picked up a nail or something, and I went to the garage, and I ran into someone I needed to talk to, and we had a good conversation, and the nail was taken out, the tire was patched, and the man working behind the counter said, "I'll pay for it. I want to bless you today, Pastor." So I was blessed. See, just little blessings like that. God just shares and does things in my life. And I write, you know, sometimes I write those things down, the things that God does in my life. So I want to encourage you to pray, read your Bible, spend some time with God today, and journal and write down the things that God is doing in your life. All right? All right. Someone shout good morning. Someone say all right, wherever you are. And we always want to say thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to these podcasts. I do appreciate it. Sometimes the listens are up, sometimes they're down. It does get discouraging when they're down, but from time to time, well, someone lets me know that you got something out of it. Thank you. If you do enjoy these, give me some feedback. Appreciate it. If you have prayer requests, as always, share them with me. I do believe in the power of agreement and the power of prayer. So I encourage you to share your prayer requests and bring them before me, and I will pray for you. All right, we are talking about prophetic and biblical warnings. This is part two. If you've jumped into this one, I encourage you to go back and listen to the first one and get yourself caught up. This is biblical and prophetic warnings, part two. We're talking about itching ears. Let me ask you, do your ears itch? Oh, my goodness. Do your ears. I think it was my great-grandmother that used to say, if your nose itched, someone was talking about you. And she used to say something about your ears. I can't remember what she said, but I don't know. That's all just hearsay and old-fashioned myths and fables. That's not the Bible. But I'll tell you one thing. The Bible does talk about having itching ears. And no, the Bible's not talking about, you know, taking your finger up there and digging in your ear and taking care of an itch. He's talking about people who are not content with sound doctrine. People who are not content. And I want to bring this out today as a biblical warning. Heed the warning of the Lord. Heed the warning of the Bible. Don't have itching ears. If you're the kind of person that your ears are itching spiritually, this may upset you. And I, matter of fact, I just determined before I even sit down to record this episode, I just determined within my mind, I'm going to make some enemies today. So today is going to be a day where pastor's going to make some enemies and not some friends, but I'm going to go ahead and teach this thing anyway. I'm going to go ahead and bring this out anyway. So let me just ask you as we begin our conversation today, do you have itching ears? Well, by itching ears, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 4, by the way, that's the reference, 2 Timothy 4, itching ears is a reference to Christians who are spiritually immature, who are not content with what the Bible says, and they want to run around finding people that's going to give them some kind of new and profound and seemingly deep and mysterious teaching from the Bible. You know, the kind of things that don't match up with the Bible. Now let me specify some things here and make sure we're on the same page, okay? If it's deep teaching from the Bible, I want it. If it's revelatory teaching from the Bible, I'm all in. If it's good, deep, meaty subjects from the Word of God, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, sister. But if it's this so-called revelations and so-called emotional, exciting stuff that is not found in the Bible, I'm not with you. I don't care who you are. And I hope that you would say amen to that. I hope that you would agree with that. Amen. I mean, I hope that you would say amen, Pastor. I'm with you. And but you know what? It's not just what's coming from the pulpits. It's also what's coming from social media. It's also what's coming from some churches. It's also what's coming from some house churches. It's also what's coming from some independent ministries. It's also what's coming from some denominational ministries. And I just want to bring the biblical warning today to make sure that you do not endure anything that is not sound doctrine. I want to give the biblical warning today that we don't have itching ears, that we be people of word, and we be people that stand upon what the Bible says. So where do you stand on this? I'm asking you. I mean, you know, get mad or get glad. I'm just asking you. Do you have itching ears? Do you have itching ears? Itching ears is characterized by people that do not want sound doctrine. They want a subjective approach to the Bible. Well, what does a subjective approach to the Bible mean, Pastor? That's when we approach the Bible saying, well, this is what I think it means. This is what it means to me. Now, those are some scary words because, frankly, I don't care what I think the Bible says. And frankly, I don't care what I think the Bible means to me. And I love you, but I don't even care what you think the Bible says. We need to study the Bible from an objective standpoint. Look up the Greek. Look up the Hebrew. Look at the context. Cross-reference with other scriptures. Get some history about that. You know, I mean, study the Bible and bring it out for what the Bible actually says and take off that subjectivity. Take off that opinion and study about what the Bible says. But itching ears, people don't do that. No, 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 no. It's what it means to me. It's what the Spirit told me, and that's a big thing. Now, my brothers and sisters, let's go ahead and bring this out. Here's a big prophetic and biblical warning, and I say prophetic because the Bible says in last times these things would increase. So that's why I say prophetic, but this is certainly at least a biblical warning, and I'm Pentecostal as you can get. I am a classic Pentecostal. That's what I am by definition. I'm a Christian, but my doctrinal belief is classic Pentecostal, and that's where I stand. And that's where I read the scripture, and that's the doctrine that I believe in. And the doctrine simply means the teachings of the Bible. And so yes, I'm Pentecostal, But one of the greatest dangers, and hear me clearly today, one of the greatest dangers in Pentecostalism is people saying this phrase, the Spirit's told me. This is what God told me. Well, I know that you say the Bible says that, but God told me something different. Now, I'm going to go by what God said. Let me attack that right now, boldly, boldly and clearly. God didn't tell you anything if it's contradicted by the Bible. That wasn't the Holy Spirit. I'm afraid that some Christians are listening to a spirit, but it's a demonic spirit. Because the Holy Spirit would never give you anything that contradicts the Word of God. So that's a big issue today. And you can read that, and that's a biblical warning and a prophetic warning, because the Bible says in last times this would continue. It would increase. It would get worse. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 4 that in the last days these things would increase and people would not even endure sound doctrine. They don't want to hear anything about sound doctrine. They don't want sound doctrine. They want to ooh and aah and say amen to things that appeal to the emotions, but then are not appealing to good sound theology. And so we need to make sure what we're believing is at. Well, how do we know it's backed up? Read the Bible. Stand by the Word of God. Know what the Bible says. Make sure everything you listen to is backed up by the Bible. And that encourages us, and that reminds us that we have to study the Bible. Amen. I know that's not very popular, glory to God, but we have to study the Bible. We have to read the Bible. And I want to encourage you in these last days, take the biblical warning and do not allow yourself to get pulled away by things that are mystical. Do not get pulled away by things that are emotional. Do not get pulled away by craving meaningless minutiae that appear to be deep, but it's actually hogwash. So take those itching ears away and make sure you're standing by the Word of God. And here's another biblical warning I want us to talk about for a few moments today, and that is the warnings of false teaching, which goes back to the first episode on this topic, and the warnings of false teaching specifically in the idea of individualism. There is a rise of false doctrine in the realm of individualism in our culture today. That's right. There is a increase of individualism in the Christian world today. And by individualism, I mean, I don't need the church. I don't need spiritual leadership. I don't need spiritual oversight. I'm just following the Lord. It's just me and Jesus. Me and Jesus is all I need. Me and Jesus is all I need. I listen to the Spirit, man. I don't listen to the preacher. I don't listen to the pastor. I don't need leaders and teachers. Oh, no, I'm above that. Woo, glory to God. No, I'm above all that. I'm above all that. I'm deep in the Lord. I'm deeper than the pastors. I'm deeper than everyone. I'm deeper than everyone. My prayer life's deeper than the worship service. Come on with me. This is a demonic spirit that is attacking Christians today. Specifically, I believe in the last days, trying to pull people away from the assembly. Let me tell you something. Who wants to pull you away from the church? Who wants to pull you away from the assembly of the saints? It is demons. That's who it is. The devil wants you away from the church. The devil wants you away from unity of the faith. The devil wants you away from preachers and teachers and leaders and helpers and disciplers. The devil wants you away from fellowship with good men and women of God. The devil wants your kids out of kids' church. The devil wants your teens out of youth ministry. The devil wants you on the sports field versus the house of God. You know what? The devil wants you away from the church. That's who wants you away from that. That isn't the Holy Ghost drawing you away from the church, my dear friend. That's demonic spirits driving you away from the church. Glory to God. God wants us in the church. The church is the assembly of the saints, ecclesia. And the ecclesia, that word comes from a Greek word in Roman culture, where people were gathered together for a specific assembled purpose in a public arena. That word was the ecclesia. That Greek word was even used in a military sense. So God wants the people drawn together. When we are together, we are the function of the church. And this spirit of individualism is calling people out. This spirit of, it's just me and my four and no more. It's me and my walk with God. I can worship God at home. I can pray at home. I can sing at home. I can tithe online from home. And I can go to this. Listen real clearly. Listen to Pastor Tony on Monday morning, and let me heed the biblical warning of God. Individualism is not biblical. Let me just say that again for those in the back row. Individualism is not biblical. God wants the church together. You want some scripture on this? Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Read the letter of Ephesians. Read the letter of Philippians, and you could go do those three things in the next 45 minutes and be done, and you'll learn a lot. Amen. I read those scriptures all the time, especially Philippians. I love Philippians. I love Ephesians. I've almost consumed 1 Corinthians 12. Now, the context of all those passages are believers are called to come together in the body. Believers are called to come together in the body. And in the body, we all have gifts and purpose. And it's with the assembly of the body that the functions function. I've used this before in a light humorous note. But if you're the eyeball of the body, you're a freak rolling down the street by yourself. Now, I know that we laugh at that. But you see, the demonic spirits of individualism want the eyeball to leave the body and go out by itself. But the eyeball is no good out by itself. The eyeball becomes the beautiful, majestic thing when it's plugged into the body. Amen. Somebody help me. And so the body parts serve their function. According to Philippians and Ephesians and 1 Corinthians 12, the body parts serve their function when they're assembled in their proper place within the body. My. People say, well, you know, I'm called to express myself, and I'm called to be free, and I don't want to be bound, and I don't want to have leadership over me. I don't want to have oversight over me. Well, the Bible says to submit yourselves to leaders. My goodness, that's almost a cuss word for some people in the church today. I mean, I don't know if anyone's around you right now, but go ahead and just say amen to someone if they're around you. And if they're not around you and you're by yourself, go ahead and give a good old shout to God all by yourself. Hallelujah, anyway. Amen. We're to submit to those who lead us in the Lord. We're to submit to those that have leadership over us in the Lord. That's what the Bible says. That's what the Bible says. Hebrews 13:17 says, obey your leaders and submit to them, for they watch over your soul. Well, you can't have someone watching over your soul if you're off on your own in independent world. And those demons of independence wants us out from the fold. Now, I know that might rub someone the wrong way, but I'm giving some biblical warnings today. So I don't care if you like me or lump me today. I'm giving some biblical warnings this morning. And the biblical warning is, don't allow yourself to be pulled out from oversight. Don't allow yourself to be pulled out in direct violation to the Word of God. Well, what about people who are called out? Now listen, there's a difference in people called into fivefold ministry. People that are called to be pastors or teachers or preachers or evangelists or missionary or apostles, these people have received a call of God to go out and function in a fivefold ministry. Yes, that's true, but they have to do it under the oversight of someone else. That's what the Bible would have you say. And by the way, well, what about the Apostle Paul? The Apostle Paul was a lone ranger. No, my friend, he was not. When the Apostle Paul was born again, when the Apostle Paul had his experience with God, Acts chapter 13 says, now listen to me, heed the word of the Lord today. Acts chapter 13 says that the Apostle Paul had to go have the permission and the sending of Peter and what's called the Jerusalem Council. That's right. Acts 13 says that Peter laid hands on Paul and Barnabas. The Holy Spirit spoke in gifts of the Spirit, and they were commissioned out. So if someone claims they're going out because they're a fivefold minister, they have to be commissioned by someone. They have to be commissioned by a leadership. They have to be commissioned by a denomination or an organization. And by the way, I'm one that firmly believes if someone claims they're called to be commissioned out into doing fivefold ministry work, they need to study and show themselves approved. In other words, they need to submit to a governing body, be educated and tested and ordained and approved, and then sent out by that body. You see, that's true, and that's biblical, but there's a biblical way to go about it, and this being the Lone Ranger, individualism is not the way to go about it. That is actually a demonic spirit. My. That's actually a demonic spirit, and I see this increasing in these last days. This idea of rugged individualism. No, that's not God. That's demons pulling you away from the house of God. That's demons pulling you away from the assembly. That's confusion. And people can even be confused by so-called gifts of the Spirit. I always teach this. Gifts of the Spirit should never teach you anything. They should confirm what God's already said. And if God has said it, it'll be backed up by the Word of God. Yes, some folks get called out to do ministry. I'm one of them. Praise the Lord. I mean, my wife and I were out doing ministry. But we're not out doing ministry on our own. We had the approval of our pastor. We had the approval of our oversight. He sent me forth. He put me before the congregation and set me forth into ministry. Praise God. I then went and submitted myself to the oversight of the Church of God based out of Cleveland, Tennessee. And I did everything they said, from background checks to studies to everything I was told to do. I proved myself before man and I proved myself before God. They then ordained me and set me forth. But I was in no way, shape, or form running from a church. I was in no way, shape, or form calling myself out into individualism, doing my own thing. This is not biblical. That's not biblical. If someone's called out to go be an evangelist or a pastor or something like that, there's a biblical process of oversight. There's a biblical process of being covered by spiritual leadership. And I tell you, I pastored in southern West Virginia for 12 and a half years, and that whole idea of submitting yourself to leadership, that whole idea of Hebrews 13:17 was opposed in general by the community in which I pastored, because there was an independent spirit that ran many of the churches in the community that I led. And the whole idea of submitting to leaders and the whole idea of oversight and the whole idea of being ordained and set forth and all of that really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And I made a lot of enemies over the years by standing by this, but this is the biblical way to approach things. I'm not teaching something here out of the Holy Quran, the non-Holy Quran. I'm not teaching something here out of the Book of Tony. I'm not teaching something today out of emotions and Facebook and Instagram. I'm teaching what the Bible says, and I'm telling you, Acts 13 is the preface. So we have to be ordained and sent forth if we're in fivefold ministry, and Hebrews 13:17 says we're to submit to those that lead us in the Lord. So oversight and submission to leadership is a biblical thing, and that runs rampantly in the face of individualism. He said, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to give a biblical warning that in the last days, individualism will rise. I'm trying to give the warning in the last days that false teaching will rise. And then and individualism is false teaching. It's the idea that, hey, and you know where this comes from? It comes from demons, but it's actually part of our culture today, right? This is our culture today. It's about me and my four and no more and what I think and what I believe and what I feel and what my opinions are and what something. I mean, does that not sound like the world today? That is the culture that we live in today. That is truly 100% the culture that we live in today. The culture that we live in today is do what I want, when I want, how I want, to who I want, and how dare you question me because my opinion reigns supreme over everything else. That's the culture that we live in today. And that culture is seeped into the back door of the church. And it is demonic spirits that want you out of the church, not the Holy Spirit. I promise that. It is demonic spirits that want you out of the church, not the Holy Spirit. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the Holy Spirit wants you in the house of God. The Holy Spirit says that you're a body part. You have a gift that functions when the body is together. So you hurt yourself because you can't function in your unction outside the body. And number two, you hurt the body because when certain functions and unctions are missing, the body is hindered. And when the body is hindered, everybody is hindered. Can I tell you that there is ministry for you? There is gifts for you. There is opportunity for you. There is purpose for you. Hallelujah. I want to speak life over someone today. Amen. Yes, you have purpose and you have gifts and you have potential and you have anointings and you have callings and you got things you can do for Jesus. But there's a way to go about it and a way to function and there's a way to bring it together that helps the body and that hinders the body. So that's why I say this is a biblical warning and even a prophetic warning, because the Bible would indicate that these things would increase in the last days. False teachers will increase. False doctrines will increase. False Christs will increase. And we must stand upon the biblical warning to stand upon the Word of God. So let's wrap this up. What can we do, Pastor? What can we do? Number one, read the Bible, stand on the Bible, and do what the Bible says. Know your Bible. Know your Bible. Know your Bible. Amen, amen, amen. Someone say amen. Know your Bible. Know what the Bible says. Do not be duped by false teaching. Do not be duped by false Pentecostalism. Do not be duped by emotional stuff. And go by what the Bible says. Don't have itching ears. Get rid of those itching ears. How? By reading the Bible and standing on the Bible. Number two, assemble yourself with the people of God. That's what the Bible says to do. Bring your gifts to the house of God and ecclesia, the church. Assemble with the ecclesia, the church, and be the church and function as the church. Get your function and unction with the body of Christ. Well, I can't work for God at the church. I got to work for God independently. That's a lie from the pits of hell. You can work for God through the church. And if God's called you to a fivefold type ministry, submit yourself to a church somewhere or a denomination somewhere and be set forth, just like the Apostle Paul, according to Acts chapter 13, be set forth in the proper way and not the unbiblical way, and let God use you then as an extension of the church. Amen. So that's what we can do about it. Stand upon the Word of God. I want you to have a great Monday. I want you to have a blessed Monday. I want you to walk in the joy of the Lord today. And as you go in the joy of the Lord, walk in the Word of God, heed the prophetic warnings today, heed the biblical warnings today, and do things God's way. All right? www.therefugenm.com. Tell someone to go to that website and click on Pastor's Podcast. Be blessed today.